Grama.
Grama.
Villages.
Villages.
Braja.
Braja.
Pasturing grounds.
Pasturing
grounds.
Udyana.
Gardens. Kshetra.
Kshetra.
Agricultural fields.
Agricultural fields.
Arama.
Arama.
Natural forests.
Natural forests.
Ashrama. Akkaran. And mines.
And mines.
That produce valuable metals.
That produce valuable metals.
To maintain Brahminical culture.
Keta.
Keta. Farm villages.
Farm
villages.
Parvata.
Mountain villages.
Mountain villages.
Goshan.
Goshan.
The little villages of cowherds.
The little villages of cowherds.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Dadahu.
Dadahu.
They burned.
They burned.
Patanani.
Patanani.
The capitals.
The capitals.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Translation. The deep cow pens, gardens, agricultural fields, and natural forests. They burn the hermitages of the saintly persons, the important mines that produce valuable metals, the residential quarters of the agriculturists, the mountain villages, and the villages of the cow protectors, the cowherdmen. They also burn the government capitals. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. To produce fruits and flowers, which are the most important for human civilization, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, text 26. Anyone know that verse?
If one offers me with love and devotion, a leaf, flower, or what I will accept.
Very nice. Fruits and flowers are very much pleasing to the Lord. If one wants to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can simply offer fruits and flowers. And the Lord will be pleased with them. Our only duty is to please the Supreme Godhead, Sang Siddhir Hodi Doshino. Whatever we do, whatever our occupation, our main purpose should be to please the Supreme Lord. And for the satisfaction of the Lord, not the satisfaction of one's senses. The government, indeed, the entire society, should be structured in such a way that everyone can be trained to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But unfortunately, especially in this age, people do not know that the highest goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu. On the contrary, the demons, gratification. Okay, so, Purabrahma Vrajodhyana Shitra Rama Shramakaran Kita Karvata Goshamscha Tadahu Padanani Cha. So, Omagana Timananda Shagaranjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, just by reading this particular verse in purport, it reminds me of things going on in certain parts of the world today, especially with the terrorism. You know, you have this organization, ISIS. You've heard about that before? And this is exactly what they're doing. They're going through all these villages and, you know, attacking the people, raping the ladies, and oh, dude, so many. And of course, this is Kali Yuga, one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that what will be done in the name of religion is actually irreligion. Because in the name of religion, things have to be done according to Shastra. That's our check and balance. That Shastra Vinam Utsraja Vartate Kamakarata. Krishna says in the Gita that one who does not follow the Shastra, are they happy, nor do they achieve the transcendental destination. So, anyway, so this is the definition of demons as we heard yesterday. Pravatim cha, nivartim cha, janana, gudur. Remember that verse? For the divine and demoniac nature. The demons do not know what is to be done, what is not to be done, and they're always sworn to what? No, unclean acts. So this is the point. And even in the name of religion, they're sworn to unclean acts. So that's one point here. Second point is how Krishna is actually very merciful, that he doesn't demand anything because he's already has everything. If one can please the Lord just by offering very little. Of course, Prabhupada said, one Krishna doesn't
hold back.
So if you're, let's say, extremely wealthy person and you give a fruit or flower to Krishna, then Krishna says that's not very good. But it's a question of 100%. And how does one give 100% to Krishna? One gives 100% to Krishna by Vyavasayatmaka Bhudhir, Ekeha Kurunandana. You know the verse? Verse in the purport. Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu, what the goal of life, what the purpose of life is. Now, of course, those who are not Krishna conscious think the purpose of life is to gratify the senses. But those who are Krishna conscious understand Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. It's an interesting verse. Nateya Vidhu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu Durasya Yavihir Artha Manina Anda Yathanda Rupadiyamanas Tepi Shatantrum Uradamni Bada. You know the verse? No. People who do not know that the goal of life is Vishnu, Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu Durasya, that means their intelligence is very bad. Yevahir Artha Manina, their mind is absorbed in this material energy. And then, Andar Yatandar. What does that mean? Anda? Does anyone know what Anda means? Blind. Yatandar. That the blind are leading the blind. Yatandar. Upaniyamanas te pishatantra mudadamni bada. So when you have a blind person leading the blind person, what happens? They both fall in a ditch. That's what the Bhagavatam verse says. Andar yatanda rupanimanas tepisha tatram urdhamni vada. So that's the leaders of modern society. Every single one of them. So the solution is that we have to become the leaders of society. And in order to become the leaders of society, as we mentioned last night, devotees have to learn about ethical principles. You know, we were talking last night, actually, not just last night, but other times, about the importance of following sub-religious principles. Remember I mentioned sub-religious? What are sub-religious principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
And also 10 commandments. What is the most important commandment for you? Honor your father and mother. That's a principle. So one may think, I mean, some devotees think, you know, we are very transcendental. We can, is thou shalt not bear false witness. What does that mean? Lying. So sometimes devotees think, in the name of Krishna consciousness, we can cheat, we can lie, we can steal, I've seen that in many cases. And of course, what happens is, not only are the devotees not respected or become leaders in modern society, but the devotees themselves succumb to the lower modes of nature. Because when you're cheating, it develops a home of Janma Jonishu, then you're actually implicated by the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion. So we're supposed to be cultivating the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness means that we tell the truth, satyameva vijayate, you know, that the truth is important. We tell the truth, we're respectable, people can trust us. I mean, just like the modern political leaders, you know, I'm thinking one in particular, which unfortunately is on my mind more than Krishna is. But, nobody can trust him. You wouldn't trust him with your daughter, isn't it? Horrible. Anyway, sorry about that. So these are the leaders of society. And people are actually looking, people are rejecting. It says it actually in the Bhagavatam, one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that the people will reject society and run to the forest. Now that may not mean literally they'll go to the forest, because basically with the decimation of the forest, there may not be any forest left after a while, the jungle or the forest. But that means they're just going to try to escape from society and reject society, because people naturally, they want to have, we mentioned this many times before, they want to have role models. people they can look up to. Heroes, like that. And the modern leaders are not heroes, role models, or people you can look up to. So devotees need to do that. That's how we'll take over society. Not by trickery, not by raising a lot of money, not by building big temples, not by, you know, any of these external means, but by being great saints. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was able to win us over because he was a great saint. You know, he had compassion and love for everybody, and also we trusted him 100%. We knew Prabhupada had no other motive, had no ulterior motive, that means another motive. He had no conflict of interest. It was simply our welfare. I mean, that was the thing I was impressed most by Prabhupada when I met him. The Prabhupada, here is someone who loves me, and it's not that I can do anything, he's just concerned about me going back to God. And of course, Krishna's the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same way, and all pure devotees are like that too. They're just concerned about me, not what I can do for them, but what they can do for me. And based on that, I've dedicated my life to Prabhupada. So I think that's really what we needed if we want to change the society of demons that we're in right now. We have to be perfectly honest, brahminical people, and follow our own occupation. Don't imitate another person's occupation, according to Varnashram. Anyway, so we'll keep it short. So any questions or comments? That's all I have to say about it. I'm not going to prolong your misery. Anyway, so any questions, Keisha?
It's not exactly on this topic, but on Tulsi Arati, the leader sings Namo Nama to Lasi Krishna Priya sing Namo Nama.
Yes.
Then why do the followers skip the Namo Nama in the beginning and they just go to Lasi Krishna?
Because I like to make shortcuts. No, because it rhythmically it just makes sense.
Okay.
You know, you have to concern you have to be concerned with the rhythm. Okay. And actually the Namo Nama in the beginning is like an optional thing. It's like an introduction. So it's not absolutely necessary. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama. I'll tell you how to remember all the verses without reading them. You want me to give you a trick?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the verses Y-M-E. So you just said, why me? Ye Tomara Sharan Loi. Taravancha Purna Hoy. Right? Mora e Avilas. Eneve Danadara. And then the final one, you know, Dina Krishna does it. Right? That's how you remember the order of all the verses. It's a memory trick. That way you won't need to read the paper all the time. You understand? Yetamara Shalala. You know, Taravancha Purna Hoy. Mora e Avilas. Vilas kunje diyavas. Right? Ene ve dana dara agirana gata kara. Yeah, isn't it? Dina Krishna dasi koi. Ene mora hoi. Okay? So you won't need the book anymore. Think about it. If you give yourself little memory tricks like that, then you'll remember it real quickly. How about that? Okay, any other questions?
No.
No questions?
No.
Yes, Govardhan.
It's stated in the Shastras and Puranas, there will be a degradation.
Degradation, yeah.
How can there be a chance that people will,
Well, within each yuga, there's actually different segments. Within Kali Yuga, there's a Satya Yuga, there's a Dwapara Yuga, there's a Treta Yuga, and there's a Kali Kali. So, if we actually do our duty and become first-class Vaishnavas, and, you know, these children do their duty, you know, like Kana, Radhe, Isha, and Kesu, they do their duty and become first-class Vaishnavas, they will influence society. I mean, look at one person like Srila Prabhupada, how much he was able to really influence society because of his purity. And that tendency or the potential to be pure like that is open for all of us. And that's really what we should be aspiring for. You know, chant our rounds nicely, read Bhagavad, you know, cultivate telling the truth, being equal poise, tolerant, whether we're hungry or not hungry, whether it's hot or cold, amatrasbhasha. I mean, this is basic Bhagavad Gita lesson. And of course, the qualities of a Brahmin, some of them at the Bhaktivinoda. I think people will look up to us, and they'll respect us. And, you know, I mean, there's many people who are respected in society who are not actually on that quality, do not actually have those qualities, but have some of the qualities. Like you have, I mean, in America, because I just know American people, like Abraham Lincoln, you know, who's very much into equality between the different races. And just one little thing. I mean, he wasn't a vegetarian and didn't chant 16 rounds a day, and, you know, whatever. But because he had one saintly quality that people could look up to, that means samadarshi. You understand samadarshi? Then people respect. So we need heroes like that. People can respect. It'll happen. I mean, I have faith in Lord Chaitanya's movement and Srila Prabhupada's mission. But, you know, all this fancy stuff. It's going to happen by having personal purity on the part of the devotees. Of course, we do need big buildings, we do need big things, but at the same time, that's really, I mean, like so many churches, so many businesses, like Google has so many big buildings, Apple has giant buildings, and, you know, they're not on a personal basis to actually become saints. And that should be our challenge. And that begins with following the sub-religious practices and principles. Like being kind to your mother and father. Like I called my mother yesterday, I was kind to her. And honoring your mother and father. It's not in society, you know, or hospitality. Just like the devotees from Fiji, they have nice training in hospitality. Someone goes over their house, they give them prasadam. If someone leaves without taking, I noticed last night that Nandamori was leaving without taking prasadam, and Govinda Mohini was running after him with anxiety. You haven't taken prasadam, I mean, something like that. That's culture. And that's what Prabhupada meant by Krishna culture. Not necessarily dhotis. You know, sometimes people think Krishna culture means Bharatanatyam dancing and dhotis. But that's not going to impress people. You know, that what's going to impress people is having really refined devotees who are, they respect and love. So, okay, any other questions? Yeah.
I think, as far as I'm not putting it to some specific thing, but just like the leaders themselves, the no matter they be Christians, Muslim, Buddhist, or ISKCON, the leaders themselves, they have, you know, they read scriptures every day, not all, some of them, and they're imparting knowledge, but at the same time, whom they are talking to, they are not adhering to it, they are not taking it up. So how can we just go by, in a sense, that it's just a question? Because I've seen so many things, there is no changes. There are no changes at all between the materialistic person and sometimes so-called devotees or so-called Christians or Muslims.
Because it's actually rare to be a real devotee, that Manushan Hum. Sahasre Shukastin Yatatin Sidaye, Yatatam Api Sidanam. You know the verse? Kastin Mam Veti Tatvata. Out of many, many who are looking for truth, hardly one, you know, will know me, etc. So, it's actually quite rare. But we need a few people We don't need a whole army of pure devotees. We need, I would say, the majority of people are not going to be pure devotees. They're going to have so many anarthas, they're going to be so whatever they are. But they will admire. They will admire the leaders of society, the devotees. We have to be admirable and show all these good qualities. And, of course, preach, you know, and everything. We can't just, like, sit in our room and be admirable. If, of course, we can sit in our room with a computer and Facebook Live and be admirable. But I think we Krishna will take care of it. As long as we are pure, we are strategic in approaching people, then things will happen. And that was the Prabhupada's example.
Is that you say that the etiquette, the respect, is more important? It's a role to play.
Yeah.
So just to gain respect, you have to respect someone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have to earn respect.
Yes.
Earn respect.
Whenever you try to implant in them, definitely have respect.
Yes, one has to earn respect and act respectfully. And people have to love and trust you, and you have to act in a loving, trusting way with people, too. I think on that happy note, we gotta...